I am Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we like spooky things.
Spooky things.
But we really, really like self-care.
Self-care.
Care for yourself. What did you do this week for self-care?
So this week for self-care, I finished a book.
Like you read a book?
I read a book.
You found the time?
I did.
What book did you read?
It was called Lessons in Chemistry. And
what's it about?
It's so good. You should read it. Do you want it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I read the Paris Hilton book like that.
I'll give it
to you. I still need to give that back to you, by the way.
Oh, I didn't even know you had it still.
Yeah. One day you'll get it back.
But yeah, it was just like a good novel of like kind of about this woman chemist and basically like her life and like fighting for, you know, some equality in the workplace among men in the 50s. So like,
I'm upset. Yes.
Yeah. It's so good. It's so, so good. And it's like, it's just more than that, but like, I don't want to like
give too much away.
Yeah. Cause it's so good.
I have a good thriller. Do you want to read it? It's called Rock, Paper, Scissors. It's so good.
Is it?
It's really good. It's okay. A really easy read. I did it in like 3 days.
And yeah, this one
I would be out with friends.
Was, like, I want to get it home. Was just like, I don't know. I thought it was going to be like a love story because I didn't read like the back or whatever. I was just like, let me dive into this. And then like, it was like pretty early on in the book and I was like crying. I was like on the plane back home from Mexico and I was like, oh my God. And then like,
it's so sad.
And then at the end I cried too. So it's just really,
I would love to read it. I have a few books that I need to read, but like, I have this one. I don't know. It looked crazy. It's called The Resort, and it's about people that go on a spring break in Mexico and chaos ensues.
Oh, I love it.
And I want to read it, but I have a really good one you should read.
Okay, we'll trade books.
It was one I could
remind
not put
me
down.
To give it to you before you leave.
Okay.
I think it's in here somewhere. Anyways, what did you do
this week for self-care? Gosh, it's been like a busy week. Oh my gosh, on Sunday. Last Sunday, mm-hmm. My friend Amanda came from Texas. Oh. After 3 years of like not coming to Colorado, she came to town and we all went and got brunch.
Oh, fun.
And David was late by 3 minutes because I told
God
him I was going to be
it,
late.
David.
And so, well, David's always early. He's 15 what? Minutes early every single time.
I respect that about him.
No, I respect it, but I had to give him shit because for once... But I told him I was going to be late, so it was really funny. But we were like, where are you? Seriously, this is really ridiculous.
Are you okay?
Yeah, are you good?
Oh, my God.
But we went and got brunch, and it was so good seeing her.
Where did you go?
We just went to First Watch. We went to the one, like, over here because she was staying in your area. I was
nice.
You're literally, like, close to Danae. And then I went and hacked all my hair off.
Nice. Who did you, do you have, like, a person you go to?
Yeah, I have Adrienne. She was supposed to do it Saturday. She couldn't. She's like, can we do it Sunday? And I'm like, yeah. I was like, can I bring Keith? And she was like, yeah. Oh, you should.
Why?
Keith needed his haircut.
Oh.
And she like styled it kind of nice.
I thought he meant just like to come with
no.
you to the hair appointment. I was like, are you good?
No.
Why?
I was scared to be alone. No,
you're like, Keith, hold my hand.
Well, she was like, I don't know. She rescheduled it. And I was like, yeah, I have to go tomorrow. And Keith's like, I need my hair cut. And I was like, do you want to ask if she can cut your hair?
Okay.
And Keith's like, yeah. And then it ended up being the day my sister went in too. So it was like.
It's like a whole family event.
Yeah. I was like, you have pretty much everyone here. And she and Bane was like walking around the Aww. Area, just like looking at the house. But yeah, like my entire family was there pretty much except for like my mom, dad, and brother.
Nice.
But yeah, so it was fun. Got our hair cut. And
new look.
Yeah.
This.
New look, who dis? Keith did something different with his hair, though. She was like, yeah.
I feel bad I didn't notice.
Just go downstairs and be like, hey, meant to say this earlier.
Your hair looks different.
You look really just chic.
How is it different?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I think she like parted his hair differently.
So you don't even know either.
Well, she like parted his hair differently.
Oh.
I don't know. And he like gels it now.
Okay.
So.
It's a new thing.
Yeah, it's a new thing. So, you know.
Yeah, I noticed yours immediately.
Well, it's all gone.
Was that like 6 inches?
I don't know. It was a lot though.
Yeah.
But I needed it cut. My split ends were horrible. And honestly, like I can still curl it. So don't be worried about the wedding.
But your hair is like naturally straight, right?
Yeah, this is air dry. Just a little bit of, I blow dry my hair every single time, or else it would be like it would not be good.
Oh,
but yeah, didn't take too much styling today. Nice. But yeah, I don't know.
When it's short like that, it just makes it so much easier.
Blow dry it in 5 minutes. It was taking 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was late to pick up Amanda. I'm like, sorry.
My
hair's not dry.
My hair's annoying.
So, yeah. Seeing Amanda, new hair, who dis, you know.
Nice.
So what are you going to tell me about this week?
So this week, I'm going to tell you about the crazy story of a group of teens from California who stole over $3 million worth
of
clothes, money, and accessories from Hollywood superstars and got away with it for almost a year. This is the story of the Bling Ring.
Sorry, I ruined it. I was trying to be like the announcer. I accidentally looked at your notes because I went to Kim. I'll have to show you when I open it. It switches our notes really quickly.
That's weird.
It's really weird. Okay. So I'm excited to hear.
Okay, so before we get started into like the story, I just want to like paint the picture of the time. So it's early 2000s, LA. And this is like the time of like the juicy couture, like track suits. This is like,
were we middle school or high school?
This is us in high school.
Okay.
So
okay. I'm there.
Yeah. Like 2006. So you know, Paris Hilton is all the rage. Reality TV is like becoming a thing. And, you know, everyone is obsessed with like Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears and like basically all the like news headlines, or like not news headlines, but like TMZ was kind of like making.
Can I say I'm genuinely happy we were teens?
Oh my god!
And this, like, what a great time to be a teen.
Yes and no.
other than the whole, like, you're always fat. I mean, minus that part. But
minus the being fat all the time.
Low rise, guys. Yeah, let's not do that.
But so, like, you know, paparazzi was following celebrities. It was like the reality TV thing was happening. And what used to be like celebrities were just kind of like living their private lives, and you would like maybe see them on like the red carpet or whatever. We were now getting like a peek into their lives with reality TV.
So, and like, it was starting to be social media too.
Yes. So it's like MTV Cribs, the Osbournes. You felt like you were like part of their family because you're like getting to know the dynamics. You're like seeing the inside of their house where they live. Like, it's this whole new kind of craze for celebrities where it's like people were eating it up. They wanted more. Everyone's obsessed. And so, like you said, you know, the social media is starting to pick up. MySpace is becoming a thing. So, like, not only is like everyone on MySpace, but also celebrities are on MySpace. So they're like, you know, or on Twitter, it's just like, oh my God, doing this thing and like posting photos. So it's kind of like you almost have more access to them.
So at that point, I had the biggest crush on Ashton Kutcher, which is like upsetting now. There was a few years where I was like, thank God that's who. But I remember like adding him on MySpace and being like, oh my God. I get to see him like living his life.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just kind of like this craziness. And also it's the idea that like anyone can be famous. Like, you don't have to be like a really talented actor to be famous now. You can just be fucking rich, like Paris Hilton.
I was about to say she was the first influencer.
Yeah.
But like, thank God we made her famous. Like, honestly, because she's done so much.
She everyone does a lot like, with her platform.
I never disliked her, even in like the 2000s where everyone was like, Paris Hilton's stupid. I was like,
that's
I actually a like
character
her.
She plays. Yeah. But I think it's like, it was just like, oh my God, like this could be like anyone could kind of like make it.
Yeah.
In a way of like, I don't really have to be talented in any sort of shape or form. I can just be like hot and rich.
Yeah. I was about to say hot, hot, rich, done.
Yeah. okay. So yeah, TMZ is happening. There's like gossip sites. It's kind of like the end of an era of like, you know, like our teen magazines that we used to have.
Yeah.
It's like now you can just go online and like find out the hot goss online.
I do have to say I was obsessed with Seventeen magazine and like all that stuff.
I learned a lot of stuff from Cosmo.
I did too. I miss those days kind of.
Yeah. I do too. It was kind of fun just like sitting on your bed, like reading the little magazine.
And then like girls would tell their story and you're like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Now it's like.
I always thought there was like going to be more of a need for like my makeup to go from day to night, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
As if I live in fucking New York. I'm like, I'm going out, you guys, after work. I need to change it to the night. You're like
going to Red Robin with your friends and like going to a movie.
I thought like as an adult, there would be more of that for me.
I can confidently say pretty much it looks the same.
Yeah.
I might add a dash of color depending on what we're doing.
Makeup a part of it. But yeah. That was always like a thing.
Day to night. Like,
okay.
The people who wrote that did have a day and night look, so.
I mean, they did. Yeah, they were like in New York and LA. So like,
those Colorado girls did not.
Not a thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so LA's always been like a place that people flock to with the, you know, glimmer of hope that they're going to make it or whatever. Yeah. And so there's sort of this contrast of LA versus the San Fernando Valley, which is basically like, LA is like, you made it. And the San Fernando Valley is like suburbs. So
this
like,
is where the Valley girl comes from.
Yeah. Go to the Valley. And, or you're just a normal person.
Go to the Valley. Okay.
Like that show, which is fucking horrible. I can't even watch it.
What show?
The Valley. It's terrible.
Never heard of this show.
It's like the people, some of the people from Vanderpump Rules who are now like old and have kids and are married. And they're all like old and have kids and are married. Like they're like our age.
Is this a reality show?
Yes. It's fucking horrible. It's awful.
Do I need to watch it?
No. I stopped watching it because.
Was it giving you a complex?
There's some real abuse going on that I'm kind of like, why are we like.
Glamorizing this?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never heard of this.
Oh my God. Okay. So like this guy, Jax from Vanderpump Rules, just. Him and his, like, he's problematic in a lot of ways. And, like, his marriage, yikes.
I don't feel think like a lot of those
they're not married anymore, I don't think. But, like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. He's awful. I had to stop watching. I can't. Anyways, the Valley is where
I won't watch the
suburbs are. And that's where our story takes place.
Okay.
So, it's October of 2006. Enter Nick Prugo.
Kim is turning 17 this month.
Yes. And he's like our age.
Yeah.
So this is like all like around the same time. I think he was a sophomore at this point.
Weren't we sophomores?
I think he was a
2006 to 2007. We were juniors.
We were juniors. Okay. Wait, no. So he's a junior this year, actually. So
okay.
This would. Yeah. He's the same age as us.
Sorry, guys. We're trying to relate.
Math. Okay. Anyways. So he transferred to Indian Hills High School after being expelled from Calabasas High School for too many absences.
So it wasn't like he moved to the new area.
They were like, you're never here. Get out.
Leave.
Which is strange, but whatever. He had been a child actor, like playing small parts here and there on some shows. Like he was like on Zoe 101.
He's probably like an extra in the background, right?
Yeah. Like no big parts, but like some little parts here and there. And he like loved it. He was like, he enjoyed the spotlight. He felt glamorous. Like it was like, cool.
I would let my child do stuff like that. Like I would be.
I wouldn't, knowing what I know now.
What I'm saying
about
Nickelodeon. I would be on set.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm saying like if my child just wanted to be an actor, that's what they could do.
Yeah.
Not big parts.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be there.
For sure. So, but like once he hit puberty though, like going to these auditions and stuff, it just started becoming like really, really anxiety inducing.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Like I, that sounds horrible.
People are judging you on your looks.
Yeah.
You're a kid. Like, that gives you,
if you're not good enough or you're not like hot enough or whatever, like that's very much a part of it.
Yeah.
And so he was just kind of like, I can't fucking do this anymore. And then he was also kind of like realizing like, I'm gay. And that was also like a big thing where like, remember in 2006, people used to use like the F word all the time. Like
I can't even. Okay.
Relentlessly.
Yeah. It was like, and even then I didn't like the word, but if people use it now,
it like,
I makes call me people out.
Oh,
I'm
me
like,
too.
How?
I'm like, don't you dare say that ever. How
behind
yeah.
on the times are you that you think that's an okay word to use? Yeah, it wasn't okay then. And it certain as shit isn't it is okay, not now. Okay now. It's never been okay, but it's just like, it was more normalized, I guess.
Yeah. Like, remember when like Hillary Duff did that commercial where she's like, you guys need to stop saying that everything is gay. Do you remember that?
Yeah. She's like, don't say that. Like the girl's like wearing a skirt as a dress. And she's like, that's like me saying girl wearing a skirt or whatever. There was a Dane Cook thing where he talks about her saying that. And he's like, yeah, when I come to a conundrum in my life, I think, what the fuck would Hillary Duff tell me to do? Which I thought was really funny. You know what?
Dane Cook, back off Hillary Duff.
I
love her. She's unproblematic.
I bought her new CD that's signed. It is sitting on my kitchen table right now. You
bought a CD?
Yeah, it was signed.
What are you, 80?
It was signed. I bought it because it was signed.
I bought a CD.
Well, not to listen to. It's signed by Hillary Duff.
What are you going to do with it?
Love it.
Just like put it on your wall? Like, Danae, what do you do with shit like that?
It was $15 and I wanted it. Why are you bullying me?
I'm sorry. I just like, why are CDs a thing still?
Well, I bought a killer CD that was signed. And is that hanging up on my wall? Uh-huh.
Put the Hillary Duff one up next to it.
I love Hillary Duff.
Oh, I love her. She's coming to Red Rocks.
I know. Did you see how much tickets were?
I didn't even look.
They were.
I'm just going to wait because, like, you know how that goes.
Okay.
Okay, anyways, back
to
this.
Really quickly, if you wait, let me know because that would be fun to come together.
It would be super fun. Okay, anyways. Okay, so he's gay. Okay, and then he was like, I can't be, like, acting anymore. I just, like, it's too much. I don't want to do this. But he still, like, held on to that dream of just, like, being famous.
Yeah, of course. I mean, a lot of people in California, that's why they're there.
Yeah. And so he was kind of like a misfit. He felt like he didn't really like have a strong sense of self-esteem or belonging. And he just like, he was having a tough time, mm-hmm. like, you know, teenage stuff.
Yeah.
And
feeling different.
Yeah. And feeling like, why don't I fit in? All these other people are rich. And like, I'm also like, you know, I haven't come out. And like, that's also a really tough thing. So he just felt like he didn't fit in anywhere. But when he went to this new school, the Indian Hills High School, things kind of turned around for him because he met Rachel Lee and they became fast friends. So Rachel was really popular. She was pretty. She was outgoing. She was fun and fearless. And like, he just felt like they connected instantly because they both loved fashion. They both
didn't
loved,
he say he felt like he was popular finally?
Yeah. They like loved celebrities. Like they like connected on this, like, oh, we have like the same interests. Like, and so they just kind of became like, you know, besties, like right off the bat. And she introduced him to like all of her friends. And then he kind of like morphed into the friend group. Whoops. And so they were like, now he's like, oh my God, I'm like, I'm cool. I'm like, I belong. Like people like me. And so that's a huge deal.
So at first it was a positive change for him.
Yeah. And so, basically they also both kind of connected on the fact that they like felt like a little bit of outcast as well because they were in this high school where like everyone is like hella rich.
Yeah.
So like, you know, you've got kids driving like these brand new, like super fancy cars, and then they're like driving like a Honda Civic, which isn't a bad car,
but no.
Like they're comparing themselves.
But kids are driving like Mustangs and like Ferraris, right. Or like what, I don't
it's
know.
It's ridiculous. Like Porsches. Why the fuck would you buy your 16-year-old that? But like whatever. So they're just kind of both feeling like, okay, we're like middle class, whereas like everyone else in this school is like very much like really rich. And so they all have the designer bags and the watches and the sunglasses and like all this stuff. When I feel like in the early 2000s, that was like a really big deal. I mean, maybe it's still a big deal, but like, I feel like back then it was like, oh my God,
Do you remember like the Dooney and Burke purse that like Lindsay Lohan, everyone wanted that?
Everyone wanted it.
I did too, even. And now I'm like,
yeah, we used to buy fake purses out of a van.
I have a question.
He would stop at like the 7-Eleven and we always knew him. We're like, it's the van guy. He's got fake purses. And like, okay. I had this really beautiful, like white, like fake, I think it was like a Jimmy Choo purse, which I'm like, doesn't he make shoes? I don't know. But it was really
pretty. They always do purses and shoes.
And yeah, it felt like glamorous, you know?
I never like saw that.
We loved the fake purse van guy.
Hey guys, don't go to a guy in a van.
Yeah, looking back.
Yeah. Do you like how you're like, shut up, Kim. I like gave you a look and you're like, Kim, grow up.
It literally was a white van. And we were like, oh my God, fake purses. And like, it was in the daylight.
I think that was so normal though at that time.
I don't know. Whatever. So
my sister had a few Frada bags, if you
exactly,
will.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was just kind of like,
sorry, Chris, I'm giving your secret away.
They were like status symbols, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I've got money, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they like kind of also had that part of their friendship where they're like, we want to both be famous and like, we're sick of this provincial life. Like the fuck, let's get out of here. Was Rachel what?
Well off?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, like, she wasn't poor by any means, but in comparison to the other like richy rich kids, she had like a small house.
Okay.
And like, which is like, it would be like how we live.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
And then you compare it to like all these like super rich kids, it feels like, oh my God, I'm poor.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also you're a teenager and your frontal lobe isn't developed. So it's
100%. Well, that's why I'm wondering. I'm like, was she in comparison to her classmates?
So, okay. This group of friends, they're always out partying, drinking, they're experimenting with drugs. Like they're doing a lot, which I'm kind of like, how did your parents like
that? Wasn't my high school experience like at all.
Like they're like going to like clubs and stuff. They had like fake IDs. They were like,
the closest thing I went to a club was the Saturday night thing at like Northridge Rec Center.
Oh my God.
I talked about that last night too. And people were like, there's a nightclub for kids. I'm like, yeah. And they were like, I didn't know that. And I'm like, I don't know if it's still going on.
Fun times. So yeah, they were like, you know, doing it up. And one night after leaving a party, Rachel was just like fucking around and was like going around to cars that were parked along the street and was pulling on the handles just to see if they're open. And one car opened. It was not locked. Oh. And they were like, oh. And then they like go rummaging around and they found like a purse or a wallet or something and some credit cards and they stole it. And they were like, ooh, this is fun.
I mean, I don't like to admit this, but because I don't do this anymore, but there were times where I'd go out and I'd put my purse like under stuff in the back seat because I didn't want to bring a full purse in. Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, I plan ahead and I just like
hide it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even still, if you forget to lock your car, you forget to lock your car.
Yeah, exactly.
True. So yeah, they found these credit cards. They were like, hoo, 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 shopping spree. And so they went and use them.
I'm like imagining me in high school. I'd be like, guys,
this is bad.
Guys, put it back.
I'm nervous about this.
This isn't ours.
I feel bad.
This isn't ours.
Yeah.
Mom, come pick me up. I'm scared.
It was exciting for them.
Yeah. Well, they didn't.
So by June of 2007, checking cars was just like a normal pastime. That's just what they did. Like every weekend it was like, all right, let's go check some cars. So Nick would drive and then Rachel would like lean out the passenger window and just, they would go down a street with parked cars and she'd just try every handle until they would find one that,
that's, I mean,
multiple of them were open.
Yeah, so, I bet.
I mean, that's why they kept doing this because they kept.
Not all cars had fobs at that point. So people would forget to lock their car.
And like, yeah, I mean, and they're in these kind of like affluent neighborhoods. So like, it's rich people stuff.
Yeah, they're not worried that people are going to steal from them.
Yeah, and so they just would steal whatever they could out of the car. One time, there were actually, like, keys in a car. So, like, so not only had this person left their car open, they left the fucking keys in it. So Rachel was like, I'm going to take it. And she took the car, and that was her car. So basically, I don't even know how they got away with this because
she took the car and just drove it around?
Yeah. So what they would do is they would steal plates from another car because cars like in this area, because everyone's so rich, they're always buying new cars. So there'd be like new plates or like the temporary tags or whatever. They just like put it on different cars. They would just like switch the plates. And so they never got caught. Grand Theft Auto is a felony. Like that's like 3 years in prison. Like I don't think they like,
maybe
I don't think they like connected the dots. Yeah. That, like these are like serious fucking crimes. And you're like, you can be tried as an adult. Like you may be like 17.
Okay. But like, but, that's like, enough that enough you are basically that an adult.
You're basically an adult. And so, yeah, I have no idea how they like just got away with like,
I don't want to say stealing a car. I don't want to say it's smart because it's not.
But kind of.
But like as a high schooler, I don't think I would think about the plate.
No.
Not that I would steal a car, but no. I don't. Like, I hate to say that's smart, but I wouldn't think about that.
And then, so I was also like wondering, I'm like, where? So she's driving this car around. She just has this car.
Where is
like,
she parking
exactly,
it?
Exactly. Where are you parking?
That's it? Also what I
your
thought.
Your parents aren't like noticing that you're like getting from place to place without being like, I need a ride, or like where is it?
And the car's constantly parked in front of the house. Wouldn't they like be like, oh, like see her go into it?
I mean, they must have like hidden it, you know, like parked down the street, or like, you know, like what, your parents just didn't notice this?
I didn't know this. That's crazy to me. That's wild.
So anyways, they're doing good. They're getting away with it.
What kind of car was it? Or do you not know?
I don't remember. I just said like some fancy car. And I was like, what?
Oh yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Okay. Like, was it a Toyota Camry? Or
no, it was a fancy car.
Oh, man.
And so then she's like driving to school in it, like showing off. And like, they're not like hiding it from their peers.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What if she got in a car accident?
Oh, my God.
That's what I think about. Hi, I'm old.
Well, yeah, because you're an adult.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
so now it's like July of 2007, and they're kind of like, okay, we're bored with this. Like, the excitement is worn off. Let's do something bigger. And so
it always escalates.
Exactly. Rachel and Nick see on MySpace that one of their friends, who was like one of those like mega rich kids, he was going to be out of town with his family for 11 days. And they're like, hey, think about this. We should break into his house. And they were like,
hear me out.
And so, yes. So, you know, teenagers, like, Jesus Christ. So they're like, yeah, let's do it. Like, we haven't faced any sort of consequences for stealing fucking cars. Like, let's go.
Oh my God.
So they go there. They know his family's gone. They're on vacation. They were checking the doors and windows, just like trying to see if they could get in. And they realized that the back door was unlocked. So they let themselves in. They're snooping around, you know.
I don't want to say it's them, but they're part of the inspiration for why I check my doors before we go on vacation. And windows.
Like, if you're, like, rich like that, protect your stuff. Lock your door.
Yeah.
Also, I'm so surprised that, like, a lot of these people didn't have, like, cameras. I guess it's kind of a little bit before that. I think also, when you're that rich, you should have a security system.
You can't tell me at that point it wasn't
common to have security systems. Yeah. Like, yeah, no. So anyways, they're snooping around. They're like, oh my God, rich people things. And then
rich people things. I'm just imagining them walking through.
Yeah, they're just like, whoa, is this what it's like to be rich? So cool. Then they find a box of cash under a bed. Now, some sources say that it was $8,000, but
that is like depression era stuff where people wouldn't trust the banks to have their money.
Why do you have that much money under your bed?
Yeah, I think I have like $100 in cash somewhere.
I don't have any
from
cash.
Our wedding.
But like, so, okay, so some sources say it was $8,000, but the friend who like actually participated in like the Netflix documentary, the friend who they stole from, he said that it was actually like $30,000. So, regardless, a lot of money for teenagers to just
yes, they took
have.
It all.
Well, yeah, they took the whole box. And then they were like, yeah, like they were, you know, they had this like adrenaline rush. They were like fucking stoked because it was like that thing of like you could almost get caught, but like we didn't get caught. And now we have a fucking whole bunch of money.
Let's do a lot more stuff.
So then they were like, let's go shopping on Rodeo Drive. And So they
can buy one thing with that $30,000.
Right. So they went shopping and they like bought all, you know, the things that they wanted. So desired.
Yeah.
And this was kind of the beginning of like some real crazy shit. So they're wearing designer clothes. They're wearing like watches and all this stuff. And like they're photographing themselves. Like, remember when you would go out in like 2009 and you would bring your little camera with you?
Yeah.
And you would take pictures all fucking night. And then you would post them in an album on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not Facebook.
The MySpace. I'll never remember with the friends I'll never forget.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly that. So they're like basically flaunting all this stuff. They're like, oh my God, we're going to clubs. We're wearing designer clothes.
Would your mom notice?
I don't know. Probably. I would,
think.
Yeah.
I think my mom or my sister like, would
where
notice.
Where the fuck did you get that?
Yeah.
I didn't buy that for you.
Like, granted, they don't notice I'm doing drugs and stuff. But I'm just like thinking, I'm like, my mom immediately would be like, because I'd wear like a new top or something. Like, I went to the mall with my friend and my mom be like, oh, that's new.
Yeah.
But if it was like really fancy, my mom would be like, where did you get that?
I know
that?
You're not making that money at the smoothie place. You know, like,
so, you're not making that with your Michael's Arts and Crafts job.
Right. So, as these things do, they escalated some more. They wanted to go bigger. And they're like, let's break into a celebrity home. Which is like wild to me that they even
had this
idea.
I'm just imagining 16-year-old Kim like, I don't know, guys.
Yeah. And so they're like, we're going to break into Paris Hilton's house. And they assume that due to her personality that she portrayed on The Simple Life, that she's kind of ditzy, kind of dumb, and that she would probably leave a door unlocked. They're like,
or
chances
key under
are.
The mat. Yeah.
And so they set the plan in motion. They're like, we got some research to do. So step one, they checked her MySpace and basically like MySpace stalked her and found out that she was going to be out of town for a certain amount of dates.
Just a quick side note, guys. If you are on vacation, don't post the pictures of you on vacation unless somebody is at your home.
Right. And
my brother watches my house. So.
Yeah. And step two, they needed to find her home. So obviously there's like those maps of like the Hollywood stars and you can like it was easy to find where she lived.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it was
a
not,
little bit of research. Will
it was
tell
like
you.
5 seconds worth of research. And they were like, oh, here it is. And then this is where it's like crazy. Step three, they use Google Maps to just like zone in on the house and sort of like survey the area and be like, okay, where are we gonna like
security
sneak
cameras
in?
And
so they found a portion of like she lives in the hills, right? So they could like hike up and then they would just like jump a fence and they're in her backyard and they're like good to go. And it was like pretty discreet, which is like
that's crazy.
Insane. So they found a way to get in. They jump the fence, whatever. And then they ring the doorbell just to like make sure no one was home, which would be like terrifying. Cause like, what if someone answered? Like, what would you do? Be like, why am I here?
Like,
you
I'm know? Looking for Michelle.
Yeah. Like awkward. But anyways, there was no answer cause she wasn't home. And then Rachel tried the door and it opened the front fucking door.
Even if somebody didn't answer, I would still be nervous that people are like, I don't have to answer the front door.
Yeah,
because like,
I don't
you?
Answer the door.
No.
And then you just, like, see them, like, in their bathrobe, like, make eye contact.
So on the couch.
Oh, my God.
That's what I think about. I was like, I'd still be nervous that, like,
totally.
I don't answer the door ever because I know they're going to be like, have you thought about your roofing? And I'd be like,
no, stop trying to sell me things. So anyways, they're stoked. They're like, we're in. They're in her house. They're like, this is, like, the craziest amount of like richness that they've ever seen, right? Like,
yeah,
it's a mansion, it's huge, it's like extravagant, it's glamorous, it's everything they want. And so they're in there, they're like looking around, they're like, oh my God, there's like a million photos of herself in here for some reason, and like big like photographs of just like, which is weird to me, but whatever.
I do think it's strange to have pictures
of yourself.
Yourself. Just you.
Just you.
Like family photos.
Yeah, different. Yeah. But like just portraits of yourself. is weird.
I mean, if I was Paris Hilton, I'd probably have photos of myself all over. Pillows.
And yeah. It's just weird. So whatever. Anyways, then there was like a nightclub room that she has. So I don't know.
I watched the movie. She could party. It looked really cool.
Yeah.
Didn't they actually film at her house?
Yeah. She let them use her house. And so then they headed for the closet. And obviously that's like where all the goods are. And Rachel called it going shopping. So dumb. And they went through her purses. They found up like the crumpled up cash from like, you know, when you go on a night out and you just like shove it back in your purse.
Well, you're rich. You're not worried about grabbing that.
No. And like, you're probably drunk. And so...
you're probably drunk.
Well, you know how it goes. You're like at a night out and you're just like shove this back in here, like whatever.
I'm so glad we don't use cash anymore. Oh, and stuff.
I hate cash. Yeah. So they gathered up all the like crumpled up cash, pocketed that, and then they moved on to find a safe in her closet. But here's the thing about a safe, it's only good if it's locked, and it wasn't. So they took some jewelry from that too. They didn't want to like take too much. They didn't want to be like super fucking obvious. Like they didn't want to like clear.
They took heirlooms.
They didn't want to like clear her out.
What I heard.
But they like took some shit.
Yeah.
So then they're like, oh my God, we got away with it. So they went and they partied with the money. They went clubbing. And clubbing wasn't really like Rachel's scene. So this is where in the friend group, Alexis Nyer comes into play. So she was part of the friend group. And she, like everyone else in this fucking story, wanted to be famous. And her mom, oh my God, her mom is fucking crazy. Like, I'm just going to say that right now. Like, she's a psycho. So her mom is like very into this idea of her daughters becoming famous. So her.
I remember her.
Yeah. So Alexis and then her sister, Gabby, I believe was her name. They're like, her mom is basically like taking them out of public school or private school or any school really, and is homeschooling them.
But not doing anything to actually homeschool. No, them.
She was like super involved in the Church of Religious Science, which is basically all about like manifesting. And it's based off of the book called The Secret. And basically all they did was like create vision boards all day and like recite affirmations.
It was in the movie.
It's like, how are you raising children like this?
Well, I'm all for feeling this way, but also they need to be in school.
100%.
Like do this after school.
Yeah. And so basically she just wanted her daughters to be rich and famous. And she had like, in the documentary, like she's so weird, dude. Like she's like this person who's just kind of like, yeah, I used to be like hot and beautiful once too. And I used to like, you know, use my looks to like get what I wanted and like all this stuff. And so
looks fade. That's why you need an education.
And that's why she's using her daughters basically to be rich and famous. And she wanted the kids to just like be in the entertainment industry. She didn't really give a shit like how, but like she wanted it to happen.
Oh my God.
And so also Alexis's best friend, Tess, moved in with them and basically was like a bonus daughter. I'm not sure what her situation was with her parents or whatever, but like Andrea took her in and then it was just the three girls basically like doing whatever they wanted. Like Andrea even said, she's like, yeah, I used to like smoke weed with them and like do all this. Like it was like a fucking free for all. Like,
and if, okay, I'm not saying I condone this. If your daughters are in their 20s,
sure.
That's one thing. But not in high school.
No.
Not when their frontal lobes aren't developed, like you've mentioned.
And it's just, like, crazy, too, because, like, she would, like, take them to all these auditions. You know, they would do different, like, photo shoots and all this stuff. And it's just, like, it feels so exploitative to have, like, they're essentially children.
Yeah.
Wearing bikinis and, like, posing. It's just, like, gross to me. It's really gross. It's so gross. It's, like, it's your own daughters. Like, it's... It creeps me out. And so
my ex's dad used to smoke pot with him. And I thought that was so cringy. And granted, he was in his 20s.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily bad.
But, it was so weird, though.
But to like exploit your children for like money, I just think it's so gross.
It's and so, so gross.
They were doing like they were getting like gigs and stuff. So like they Tess and Alexis were actually in like a Marilyn Manson music video, and they were pretty much like naked, just like in this video. Like they were, there's like kind of this scene where
we know about Marilyn Manson,
like a shadowy wall, and they're just kind of like dancing. So it's kind of like there's silhouettes of them being naked, but it's still like, it's gross. It's just gross. Like these are children.
That's what I'm saying. And also Marilyn Manson, what we know now,
yeah,
is how like spooky and predatory he was.
Of course. Yeah. And also like at one point, I believe it was Tess had, she had posed for Playboy.
Before she was of age?
Yeah. And
oh my God.
So, and then she like randomly met Kid Rock. Ew.
There's never been a time where I gotta be honest with you.
Kid Rock was a upstanding person.
So even before like all the stuff now, I still was like, ew, Kid Rock.
Gross. He's got a vibe. And so, he invited them over to his house to like party with like adults. Like, but in their mind, they're like, oh my God, we're like, we're among celebrities, all this stuff. But like, it's so predatory. It's so fucking gross. And their mom is just like, yeah, do it. Like, ew. I have a lot to say about the mom. I think she's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Stephen was like, you're going to like bash the mom so hard. I'm like, yeah, she sucks. Like, I can't imagine.
You're supposed to protect your children.
As a mom.
And you're
doing what she did.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So anyways, all that to say, to bring it back, Tess and Alexis, they loved going to the clubs. Rachel did not. So this is where Nick sort of became closer with Tess and Alexis, because they would all go out to clubs.
And he enjoyed going to the clubs too.
He loved it. He felt so glamorous because he would have the money that he stole, and he would like pay for all their drinks and like whatever.
Bottle service.
He also realized that these two girls were trying to make it in the industry, and that they were like getting gigs. They were meeting famous people.
It wasn't like it was for naught.
Yeah. And they were able to get into any club that they wanted. So if he was friends with them, he's part of that inner circle. So he could also get into any club that he wanted.
Yeah.
So he kind of wants to secure the relish, you know? He's like, oh my God, I'll pay for all these drinks. Like, blah, blah, blah. He is like,
they're giving him something and he's giving them something.
Yeah. And he's kind of telling them, like, eventually, once they start stealing more, like, clothes and stuff, he's like, oh, I'm a stylist. And so they're like, okay. And they're like, basically getting their pick of all the stolen goods of like what clothes they want. Ugh. And they will say like, oh, we didn't even know. We really thought he was a stylist.
He's right. So fucking for real.
Yeah. So,
didn't you ask what he, like where he worked and how he got all these clothes? Like no. Okay.
And that's how they told that, like Andrea, the mom, they're like, yeah, he's a stylist. So like, that's why he has all this stuff. And she was like, okay, like a dumb idiot.
She didn't care.
Yeah. So basically Nick parties with them and he like seals the deal as their friend and like whatever. And because
is Rachel friends with these girls, just obviously not as close.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then that's when Rachel and Nick start to kind of bring more of their friends into their little like secret burglar group.
Yeah.
So they're like
the Blang Rang.
Yeah. So there were two other girls, Diana Tamayo, who was student body president at the high school.
Diana.
She was voted best smile and had been awarded a $1,500 future teacher scholarship after graduation. So she's like these are like kind of like, I'm not
smart
saying
smart kids.
Yeah.
Kids that had futures.
Yeah. And then there was also Courtney Ames and then her boyfriend, Johnny, who she like brought in as well. And he kind of like took this role of like selling items. So they would gather stuff up, steal all of it. And then it was kind of like, they would take their pick of what they wanted to keep. And then they would like basically sell it for more money. And so it was like a whole thing that they did.
And they found out you can't sell the stuff for even close to the value that it is.
Yeah.
And I remember that in the movie, selling the watches. And he's like, these watches are worth way more. And they're like, it's stolen.
Yeah.
Like, so, get over yourself.
But they didn't care. They like money was money.
Yeah, it wasn't. It's not like they were buying the items.
Yeah. So they would like search gossip sites after they would burglarize homes just to like see if there was any news. So like after they did the first time at Paris Hilton's house, they're like searching. They're like, is there any news of it? Like, you know.
Are people on to us?
Yeah. And nothing came up. So they're like, all right, let's do it again and bring our friends. Like, okay. So they.
There's an episode, I'm sorry, of South Park where Butters. It's like, I'm Professor Chaos. Oh. And he, like, would do stuff. Like, he switched the soups that people were going to get at, like, I don't remember what restaurant. Like, Olive Garden or something. And then he, like, reads the news to see if people are reporting about, like, the
switched soups.
I'm sorry. That's all I thought about. Hilarious. Like, Professor Chaos switching soups.
Yeah. Okay, go on. So they're like, let's do it again. They go again with their friends. And this time the door's locked. So they're like, oh, no. But Rachel looks under the doormat. And there's a fucking key at Paris Hilton's house. Like, what?
Girly girl.
So they get in. And they actually revisited her house like 4 to 5 times. Just stealing shit here and there.
Did she wear the key as a necklace?
Oh, did she? I didn't know that part.
Yeah. That's embarrassing. It was like her favorite house to visit, so I heard Rachel would wear the like
bold
super bold.
Yeah, so they're stealing the crumpled cash in the purses. They always got at least a few grand. They stole some jewelry again. They found a bag of coke one time. Nick described it as the best coke he'd ever done. Like,
oh my god.
So of course they were like stoked. They're like, we're getting away with this. They're partying. They're having the time of their fucking lives. And oh, and then they also had a mutual friend, Roy Lopez Jr., who they like they also brought in to kind of like sell stuff. And
I just don't think they're getting, the more people you add on, one person's gonna crack.
Yeah. And so then it's escalating again, because with their friend Roy, they're like, hey, we don't want to steal all this stuff from the safe. Like, we don't want to clear it out, but you should do it. And he's like, all right. And so he steals the entire safe, which is $2 million worth of jewelry.
Didn't they ask for him to give them some stuff?
Ask for what?
Didn't they, like, try to get him to give them some stuff because they gave him access to the house or whatever?
I'm not sure, but basically he like stole all the jewelry, he helped sell it, and then they like had money.
Well, that's what I was wondering. I was like, did he steal it? And they were like, well, we told you to steal it.
So yeah. Like, yeah. He was like part of their, okay. Part of the plan.
Yeah.
He just, you know, was the action.
Put himself on the line.
Yeah. So again, they'd monitor some sites just to see like, okay, are we good? Everything was quiet. So they're like, all right, let's do it again. Although after the safe one, that one did hit the news, but it was just like there was no evidence of like who could have done this, who was it. She didn't have security cameras. So like
Paris.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
She's like, it sucks. So next was Audrina Patridge, and she was from the show The Hills. Did you ever watch that?
I didn't watch The Hills, but I know all about it.
I didn't watch it either, but it was popular. So Rachel, like, really loved her style. And
I was about to say, I know that, like, she had the best style of anyone on the show. So
she was like, I want those clothes. And they also, again, figured, like, the kind of, like, reality TV people would be easy targets because they weren't necessarily as big of celebrities, but they also probably might be more likely to leave their door open, too. And so... yeah, they plan their execution. So it's Oscar night, which is February 22nd of 2009. They're like, everyone who's anyone is going to be there.
So this is actually really
perfect time for us to go do what we do. And so they brought gloves, but no masks or anything.
No, why would they?
Just like fully, I don't know. Like, I feel like if you were going to burglarize something,
you're gonna go to the part of gloves, you might as well bring masks. Right?
So like, they're just in their fucking like teenager clothes doing whatever. close. So they ring the doorbell. No one's home. And you can see. So she had security footage. So she had cameras, like a smartie. And you can see their fucking full-ass faces. And you can tell that they're teenagers because they're like, hee-hee-hee. They're like giggling as they're doing it. Like, they're not at all like trying to hide their faces. They're very like,
would you be scared doing that? Wouldn't you be?
Yeah. But at this point, they're like, we've done it so many times.
Yeah, we're not going to get caught.
Yeah. So they opened the sliding glass door. It was unlocked. And Audrina had just got back from Australia and she had gone on like a huge shopping spree there. Oh. So she had a whole bunch of stuff that was like still in bags, boxes, whatever. She like didn't even have time to unpack. She like came home, like dropped her shit, got ready, went to the Oscars.
Yeah.
And so they go in there and they're like, jackpot. Like,
I was about to say jackpot. No, it's
like, they stole her Louis Vuitton suitcase that was full of clothes. Aww. They took all of her jewelry. And again, that includes sentimental things. Like, they don't know which one is your fucking grandma's ring or not. And also, they didn't care. And so Audrina like came home and she's like, oh my God, someone's been in my house. Like, where is my suitcase? Where is all my stuff? Like, so she knew immediately.
Yeah.
And she was freaking out because she was like, what if they're still here and they're going to like kill me?
I had someone break into my car and like, they didn't take anything crazy. Yeah. Like they took, I think I had a bag of like stuff from like a craft store or something.
Yeah.
And like some CDs. And I got to be honest with you, I felt like violated.
Yeah.
It's totally violating. I can't imagine like stuff like that I actually cared about being taken.
And especially as like these celebrities like are being followed around by paparazzi. They're constantly in the spotlight. Like this is kind of like their one place where it's safe. And now that's been completely like violated.
Yeah, it's violating. And I'm like, and that's stuff I didn't even care about.
Yeah. And so she just like, she was terrified. She had like locked herself in a bathroom and was like shaking because she thought maybe someone was still there.
Smart then, like, of her. Yeah.
Called the police and basically she worked with LAPD and there was a detective, Greg Kading, who she provided the surveillance footage to. And both he and Audrina were like, we need to find these people because she was pissed that like, how dare you like take all this stuff from me.
Yeah, this like, is my home. I should be able to bring a suitcase and throw it on the ground. And I should be able to
feel safe. Like, yeah. It's messed up. So they're like, let's give this footage to TMZ because the people who are like the target audience, you know, like people who are most likely to identify who these teenagers are probably people who like look at TMZ.
Yeah.
So
people who clearly care about celebrities.
Yeah. So they submit it. But there's, like, no hits. Like, I mean, nothing comes forward. No one has anything. It's just, like, here's some teenagers that did something, and it's horrible. So Nick and Rachel, they see it on TMZ, and they're freaking out because they're like, oh, my God. But after a while of nothing coming of it, they're like, so want to steal again?
Want to go back to the club?
Should we steal some more? And so they decide that they're going to steal from their next target, who is Rachel Bilson from the OC. And Rachel Lee loved Rachel Bilson's, you know, fashion. She was like, oh my God, let's steal her clothes. So they figure out. She liked her
purses, I think, too.
Yes,
right?
That was she had a lot of purses. Mm-hmm. So she goes out of town for a New York fashion event. They're like, let's fucking go. First, they went out partying. And so they're like kind of drunk, like kind of tipsy, making their way over to her house. Nick says he does a bump of coke to sober himself up, which I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. And in high school, we're like listening to like 16, 17 year olds.
Yes. Like, then they were speeding, like going like 80 miles an hour and get pulled over. And they're like, oh my God. And Nick's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was going fast. Like, whoops. Like, I'll be more careful. And the officer's like, don't do it again. Goodbye.
And so thanks for doing a bomb.
Right. So close call, but they make it to Rachel Bilson's house. And basically they get in, They go to the closet, as they do. They steal all the designer bags. Rachel felt so comfortable at this point that she even used the bathroom. Like,
for a second, I thought you said Rachel Bilson in her own house. No, and Rachel, I was like, Lee. Yeah, obviously.
Burglar Rachel.
Yeah.
So she, like, I feel like it's just kind of like, what? Like, you're so comfortable. You're just, like, hanging out at this point. Like, you're not even, like, trying to make it quick. It's just kind of like,
I'd make sure. If I was going to steal, I'd probably make sure I.
Yeah, did before.
Yeah.
So anyways, they're getting good at it, I guess, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah.
They're getting comfortable. Rachel. Okay, so next up, they're like Orlando Bloom.
I was waiting for that one, too.
We're going to steal from Orlando Bloom. And for this one, Rachel brought her friend Diana, the one who was voted best smile.
Class president.
Yeah. Nick brought Alexis, and they're like, let's fucking go. Because they liked, I guess he was dating Miranda Kerr at the time, and they liked her clothes, so.
That was right before they got married, too.
Yeah. So Alexis claims during the documentary that she only remembers some parts of this because she was under the influence of opiates and benzos. Cuts back to Nick, and he's like scoffing. He's like, she was so fucking sober. We were all sober for this one. Like, everyone was aware of what we were doing. We had a plan. We knew we were at Orlando Bloom's house. Like, shut up. So she's trying to be like, I didn't know. But like, be so for real. So anyways, they get in, they start bagging stuff. They found 10 Rolex watches because he was like,
that's what I remember the most from the movie.
He was a watch collector. Yeah. And a bunch of cash. And, but Nick and Rachel didn't tell Alexis about the cash because they were like,
we'll save it between us.
This is just us. Don't tell anyone. And so, so basically they get out, whatever. Alexis like goes home and she's like, oh my God, my friends are doing crazy shit. And like the audacity of these kids, like Nick wore the same size as Orlando Bloom, like in clothes. So he's just like wearing his clothes like out and about. And mind you, we're doing the MySpace thing. We've got the albums. We're taking pictures with the watches
and the purse
and the purses. Like, so they're so bold, just really having a ball. By May of 2009, the reality show Pretty Wild was becoming this thing where Alexis, Gabby, and Tess were going to be like basically on the stars of this reality show that follows them around doing like crazy party girl shit.
Did it trying actually to get famous. Air?
It did.
How many episodes?
I have no idea, but it wasn't long. And so Andrea was like fucking stoked because the mom, psychopath, they were each offered $50,000 as a signing bonus and then $100,000 for the season. So the
like
girl
each. Oh my God.
So yeah, the mom of course is like, like lose your fucking
just like that. I'm sorry. I was like, hold on.
So they're busy doing that and they kind of like distance themselves from Nick. I think it was just a
just
timing
Nick
thing.
Or Rachel? Like
I think both. Like,
okay.
But especially Nick. Okay. And like I said, Tess did a Playboy shoot. She got to meet Kid Rock. It was weird.
Gross.
The girls were basically like taking private jets with much older men, you know, doing shit like that. Their mom was like, fuck yeah, do it. Like, problematic. Like, what a horrible mom. Not to mom shame, but like also to mom shame. Like, bitch, what are you doing?
My mom was really involved and like would be really like that wouldn't fly.
No. No.
I think most
that's
moms.
That's setting your child up to be like taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Like there's no good that comes from a creep ass older man preying on your child.
Just a quick side note, because we know how much I love Chris Hansen. Chris Hansen interviewed these girls that were involved with Davey Vanity from Blood on the Dance Floor.
Uh-huh.
His first question for a lot of these girls was, where was your mom? Where was your dad?
Right.
And like, yeah, where are your parents? Like, I just think that's crazy. And I, like, when he would ask them, like, yeah, where were their parents?
What were you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she was fully aware.
Yeah.
Of all this stuff that was going on. She was just like,
she loved that they had a show.
Yeah. I'm a cool mom. Like, shut up.
I'm not like other moms. Yeah. I'm a cool mom.
So meanwhile, Nick and Rachel are still like, you know, burglarizing. They love it. They're obsessed. And it allowed for their lavish lifestyle. So, like, obviously, they didn't want to stop. So, next, they broke into Brian Austin Green's home.
Was he married to Megan Fox?
Yes. And Rachel was like, I love Megan Fox's outfits. So, that was, like, the main reason.
Whose outfits did she not love? Because I'm hearing a lot of, I love their outfits.
I love their outfits. And then they also stole a gun. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Things are getting wild. Then they're like,
okay. That's what Brian Austin Green noticed missing, though. Gun. Yeah.
You should notice when your guns are missing. Like, that's.
I mean, I'm shocked with the other people not realizing that stuff was missing. So, yeah.
Well, I think they just had so much that it was like.
Yeah.
Some people just didn't notice.
Yeah.
Anyways, they're like, we should probably stop this, but like,
we're one last hurrah. Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan.
I was about to say, was it Lindsay Lohan? There's so many like parts where I'm like, hold on.
So Nick, Rachel, and Diana were the ones that were involved in this one. And they knew that Lindsay Lohan had cameras. And they just kind of half-assed it. Like, they put some scarves on their head for like part of it, kind of. And like, it was so half-assed. Like, you can see their fucking faces. Like, for the amount of like thought and time they put into this, to know that there's security cameras and that there's already a video out there of you fully like face on camera,
they should,
now you're gonna like,
let's be real, they should have stopped after were there, but I mean, they shouldn't have started,
but I'm just saying, but like the amount of like time and effort they put into this, like you couldn't just like wear a mask. I don't know. Anyways, they get into the house. Nick is also, like, kind of scared at this point. He's like, if I stop burglarizing, I'll lose my friendship with Rachel. Like, shut up, dude. You guys should probably have another, like, hobby or common interest other than burglarizing.
Like, why is this relationship so special to you? You steal together.
It's weird.
I'm like, I did that, like, the shake, because I'm like, I mean, I get what he's saying.
I get it, but also,
also get hobbies.
Yeah. So, yeah, they get in, and the security footage just shows, like, full face. And so now both the videos are on TMZ. Side by side, they're like, these are the same people. Do you know them?
They don't think people are going to connect it.
Yeah, Nick is, like, freaking out, and he moved all of his stolen property from his home and put it into a storage facility at his grandma's house. Because he's like, they're going to find me. Oh, my God. I mean, as you do.
Yeah.
And then Alexis like sees the footage and she's like, oh my God, it's Nick. And she tells her mom.
Baby girl.
Her mom.
You're gonna.
I don't think really cares. She's like, what? And so then Alexis and Tess made an anonymous call to the Hollywood Police Department. And they're like,
hey, so it's Nick.
I don't know if they did the voice, but probably.
I was like, did you listen to it?
His name is Nick Progo.
And so they basically like named him. And that's how.
Thinking he's not going to narc him out.
Yeah. And that's how they investigators are like onto them now. So the investigators. So stupid. Like, this is so easy. They just log onto Facebook, MySpace, whatever. They look at his profile pic. And then compare it to the security footage. They're like, that's our fucking guy.
Well, that's him.
Oh, yeah. Look at all these pictures of him posing with, like, Rolexes. And, oh, interesting. Who's friends with who? Oh, so he's friends with this person. Like, it's so easy.
Wasn't the biggest connection they found was one of Rachel Bilson's custom-made purses? And Rachel Bilson's purse, but Rachel was posing with it.
Yeah, like,
and Rachel Bilson's like, that's my custom made purse.
Yeah, they literally just looked through their photos and was like, there's that thing, there's that thing, oh, that's mine. Like,
I knew the purse was one of the smoking guns they used. Yeah, at the,
and so yeah, they made it real easy. They arrested Nick and Rachel, and they took him for questioning about Lindsay Lohan and Audrina Partridge. So at this point, like, keep in mind, these are the only two that have, like, security footage. So they know nothing of connections with any other robberies. Like, they're just, like, these two. They don't know shit about anything else.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't... It's obviously people have been broken into, but they're not the only people breaking into celebrities' houses. So,
and, like,
yeah.
Who would think that, like, teenagers are, like, you know, going this far?
Yeah.
But here we are. So, at this point, Nick was 18, and he was scared he was going to do time, because, like, it was calculated that he might be getting up to 48 years.
Well, this is, like, beyond grand theft.
Yeah. And so, he gets bailed out. He goes home. His family's like, what the f-? We had no idea.
We just thought he was really into fashion suddenly.
Yeah, like, and then his family was like going to set him up with this lawyer. And he's like, no, I don't want that lawyer. He's fat. And so he like.
He's all about
looks and how you're perceived. So he goes and he finds himself a flashy lawyer. And he's like, this is the lawyer I want to use. And they're like, whatever, fine. And so then he calls the girls and he's like, hey, guys, get rid of your shit. And I'm not going to say anything. And they're like, hey. So he's worried about this 48-year potential time in prison.
Yeah.
And his lawyer, this flashy lawyer, convinced him that he needed to come completely clean. He needs to tell the police everything he knows, everything he did. And then implicate, like, whoever else was involved.
I'm shocked a lawyer told him to do this.
Oh, yeah, because this lawyer's a stupid idiot. And then he's like, and then you're going to have full immunity. And Nick, you know, being
this lawyer's hot. He knows everything.
Yeah, he's like, let me spill my guts to you. He tells him everything, including all the other burglaries that no one knew were connected. So most attorneys would say
the lawyer's an idiot, but maybe he kind of was like, maybe he knew some celebrities and he wanted to help them out.
I don't know maybe. What his fucking deal was. I think he I was just know. Maybe he looked good. So most attorneys would say, do not talk to the police. Wait until they come to you with the evidence.
And then call
you,
me.
And then you tell them based on what they've found. You don't like tell them fucking everything before they've even know. You know, like, why would you do that?
This wouldn't be a story, as a lawyer, if they...
Like, yeah. Terrible advice as a lawyer. So the DA was like, yeah, there was never any discussion of an immunity deal. Like, this guy's just making shit up. Because the lawyer was like, well, the policeman said that he, like, we shook on it that he would get immunity. It's like,
we spin our hands and everything.
Yeah, we pinky promise. Like, dude. It needs to be in writing. Like, are you dumb?
This is your first day on Earth?
Is this your first time as a lawyer? So anyways, the police are like, oh, what? Like,
we didn't know any of this shit.
We didn't know any of this, but thanks for telling us everything. And so...
Thanks, idiot.
then Alexis Nair gets arrested. And, okay, this is what really just, like... Her mom annoys me, but, like, this one, I was like, what a bitch. Her mom's reaction to her daughter getting arrested is not, oh my God, what's happening? Why is my daughter getting arrested? Is she going to be okay? Is she going to do time? I have all these questions. Her reaction is, how dare you do whatever you did to cause me humiliation?
Wait, you mean the mom that was a shitty mom to begin with did a selfish reaction? That's shocking.
I just was like... Are you serious? So, and they're trying to get this reality show up and going, right? So,
they were pretty wild.
Keep that in the back of your mind. So, they bring Alexis in to be interrogated. She denies, but then they're like, yeah, well, your friend Nick said you were there and this is you. He pointed you out. And she was like, oh, shit. So, she's fucked.
Yeah.
She's booked. She's waiting to get on bail. Andrea. She thought it was important that they, for the show, the reality show, mm-hmm. that they show her being released from jail and that it needed to be a paparazzi fest. So like all this paparazzi is there. It's crazy. It's this whole thing. And at no point was she going to like let
this show slip from her hands. So she pulled a Kim Kardashian, like let the paparazzi know. Yeah.
So the day after she was released, they get the green light to make the show because they had been like filming a pilot. And then now they're like, it's a go. So she's like, whew, good thing we filmed that. Like, what a fucking idiot. And now basically they're like, oh, great. Well, this is going to be great reality TV because now we've got the trial. We've got all of this. Like, they weren't really sure what they were going to do with these girls. Like, sure. What is the point of following them around? But now it's like, oh, well, they're criminals. So, like, let's figure this out.
Boom, boom. We got this.
Yeah. And so the DA was just kind of like, wow, these people think this is a fucking joke. Like, it's all about just like getting attention and being famous. We should
show them how not a joke this is.
Right. And so the producers, this is insane. The producers decided they were going to fabricate the arrest scene because they had to turn off cameras. Like, the camera crew had arrived and then Alexis got arrested. So they didn't get to film anything.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, shit. Opportunity lost.
Now I'm mad as hell.
Yeah. Now we got to like, let's redo it. Let's reenact it. Let's reenact being arrested. So Alexis had just gotten out. She has no time to process the fact that like she'd been arrested, interrogated, bailed out. And now they're like reenacting the arrest. Like the mom is like horribly acting like, oh my God. Like it's so bad.
Do they tell it's a reenactment or they?
No.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Not this whole thing wasn't embarrassing to begin with, but like, ooh.
So yeah, basically shit's going down. The investigators are putting together all the like inventory of like, oh, here's a picture of you on MySpace with this thing that you stole from Orlando Bloom's house. Like it's coming to a head. And so March 2010, Alexis got interviewed for Vanity Fair while the trial was going on. And again, not sure why her lawyers, like the lawyers in this are stupid. Why would they allow that? But they did. And so the article came out and it was like so bad, but like not wrong. It was basically like teen obsessed with celebrities break into stars' homes and practice pretending being rich. Like in the whole article was called like the suspects wore Louboutin. And so they kind of paint her to be a person who's chasing fame, which she is.
Well, I mean, if the shoe fits.
But yeah, exactly.
If the Louboutin fit. I hate that I just made that joke and I apologize to everyone out there that just groaned.
I mean, it was right there. So then it gets worse. While on film. Okay, so like the producers put the magazine in their mailbox and they're like, yikes, this is terrible. But she doesn't know that. So they like.
I feel like I'm looking down because I'm just so embarrassed. So
they're filming.
I'm not even looking at Danae.
They're
like, this
filming
is
her reaction to it. She's like, oh my God, I'm in Vanity Fair. And then she reads and she's like, what the fuck? Starts crying. It's like, I shouldn't laugh, but it's like, it's bad.
So no, you should crying. Laugh. You should laugh.
The this mom is like, that's a lie. They're all hysterical. And then she decides to call this reporter and she's like, you disappointed me and you painted me to be that. Like, it was so embarrassing. And the reality TV producers are like, oh my God, this is amazing. This is great TV.
Turn on the camera.
Yeah, exactly. So also Nick, meanwhile, was apparently eating it up that people recognized him out and about as he awaited trial. Like he had a contact at TMZ that he would call and be like, hey guys, I'm going to be here. Like, come follow me around. Like, paparazzi. And they would, like, take his pictures.
Get ready with me while I explain. Like,
it's so dumb.
You know, that's, like, what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. And so he was getting the fame that he always wanted. So, like, no one here is, like, really being like, oh, my God, these are, like, real crimes. Everyone's like, oh, my God, I'm finally getting famous. No press is bad press.
Yeah.
So May of 2010, the trial for Alexis was happening when Orlando Bloom decided to testify against her. So this makes her take a plea deal. She pleaded no contest and then accepted county jail time to avoid trial. So she got 180 days in jail and had to pay back what she had taken but she only did 30 days in jail. Mm. Nick hired new lawyers because he was pissed that he wasn't getting full immunity, and that was a full fucking lie. And he was willing to testify against Rachel and four other people involved so that he could get only 2 years jail time.
Okay.
Rachel Lee pleaded no contest to the burglary of Audrina Patridge's home and was sentenced to 4 years in state prison. While serving time, she participated in a disaster relief training program called Fire Camp. And in March of 2013, after having served 1 year and 4 months, she was released on parole. The investigating officer on the case, Brett Goodkin, was a paid consultant for the Sofia Coppola movie that came out. So he's like giving them information, and basically he wanted to be famous too. And since
this just sounds like people that are just trying to be famous.
Yes. So that was like a conflict of interest. So that compromised the entire case, and they couldn't go to trial. So everyone basically pleaded no contest and got like nothing. Diana Tamayo was sentenced to 3 years of probation as well as 60 days of community service. But if she had gone to trial, she could have faced up to 6 years in prison.
I would have probably done the same thing. I would have looked at that as a win.
No, for sure.
Probation, you just have to not get in trouble.
Real easy.
Yeah.
Roy Lopez Jr. was given 3 years of probation, and he was credited 100 days. He had already served in jail. So he like didn't have to do like
anything.
Courtney Ames was sentenced to 3 years of probation and 2 months of community service. Nick Prugo pleaded no contest to burglarizing Audrina Patridge and Lindsay Lohan's homes. He was sentenced to 2 years in state prison, but only served one in county jail. So they got off so easy.
Yeah.
And all because everyone just wanted to be famous and people were compromising the case. Like, it's insane. So the Sofia Coppola movie Bling Ring came out in 2013. It starred Emma Wilson as Alexis Nyers.
Emma Wilson is what you said.
Oh, Wilson, sorry. Emma Watson.
I'm sorry, I was like, are we talking about Hermione?
Yes, Hermione was in it. And she was playing Alexis Nyers. But they kind of changed it and they depicted Alexis as the ringleader. But really, it was Nick and Rachel that were the ringleaders.
Yeah.
And Nick was pissed about it.
They made Nick look kind of like
pissed about that too.
Yeah.
He was like, oh my God, I can't believe they got that guy to play me. Like, we don't even look alike. And then they like showed a clip and I was like, you kind of do look alike.
They just made him look like aloof. That's hilarious.
Which I feel like he was.
I love it.
So he was mad about that. And he was also mad that they like didn't show him and Rachel as the ringleaders. He was like, Alexis wasn't even behind it. It was us. And I'm like, bro, stop bragging about that. It's like, not a brag-worthy
thing.
This
is not a good thing.
Yeah.
You're not cool this is bad, baby.
This is bad.
This is bad.
It's not good.
Bad boy.
Bad. So Nick
no,
is...
No, stop.
Stop it. Cut it out. So Nick is currently applying for a certificate of rehabilitation and a governor's pardon. I don't know.
Doesn't sound like he learned his lesson.
Yeah. It doesn't really seem like he takes accountability. He owns up to it, but I feel like he doesn't necessarily feel like bad about it.
Yeah. Definitely.
Which I'm also kind of like, whatever, they're celebrities. They have a whole bunch of money. Like, it's like you're stealing from poor people.
Okay, you shouldn't have stolen. Let's just put that out there.
Shouldn't have stolen.
But also,
if they didn't notice,
they'll be fine.
How rich are they? You know?
Yeah, exactly. I would notice right away.
Yeah. Alexis is sober because she kind of had like a drug problem for a while there. And she has two kids and is a drug abuse counselor.
I mean,
Rachel didn't participate.
I like that she's doing something
in the documentary, so I don't have a lot on her because I believe her mom was like a lawyer, so she was like, "Shut the fuck up and don't say anything," and that kind of helped her.
I was kind of bummed out she didn't participate. I wanted to know. So.
I know. So that's the story of the ring bling and
the bling ring,
and I kind of like a little bit like. A tiny bit a little bit. I'm like, wow, you guys really like did that. Like, that's insane.
It is crazy because I couldn't imagine.
They just that. Really like had the audacity to be like, let's fucking do it. Like, what?
Fuck them. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just try it. Like, got away with it for that quite just a while.
So scary to me.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Oh my God.
Well, it's not for me. I don't need an adrenaline rush like burglarizing celebrity homes.
I just, the entire time, I'm just thinking, like, I'd be scared that somebody would, like, come at me with a gun.
Oh, my God, right?
Like, the whole time.
Yeah.
Because if somebody was, like, in my house, like, if I heard somebody break in, I immediately would hide, and I'd, like, try to find a weapon.
Well, yeah. And, like, and it's, like, why don't they have, like, security? Like, they're so rich.
It wasn't like this, you know? Was the 1930s before they had cameras.
Yeah, or
but even we shouldn't, just like... we shouldn't victim blame, because no, they are victims. No, not but at the same time, you got to be careful.
I'm just surprised with the amount of wealth that they don't have security systems or even, like, security guards just to kind of, like, check it out.
What I love I now, know, though, I just is assumed
that that was a thing.
Yeah, everyone has security now, which I think is great. Like, do you think it's weird when you go to somebody's house and they don't have, like, a camera, a doorbell camera? I'm like, how...
Yeah.
You were just shooting from the hip.
Right.
Because if, like, somebody comes over and it's not, like, someone I'm expecting, I immediately am like, well, no.
Yeah, not answering.
I don't even answer delivery drivers.
Oh, no. Yeah, so, I mean, they really went after it.
I hate to say this isn't the right word, but I am impressed.
I'm kind of impressed, too.
But like, not, really. Like, in a positive way.
I'm no. Like, impressed. Wow. Like, wow. You really got away with it. Yeah. For quite a while.
Good luck, I guess.
And like stealing cars, like how they really,
that part to me is the craziest. Like, how do I not know that part?
Yeah, like what?
Like,
yeah,
I just remember like the big part was they were like, that's how they found him, was Rachel Bilson's purse. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, they were not shy about taking pictures with the shit they stole.
And she, I'm telling you, Tate, like when you post this, do the picture of Rachel wearing Paris Hilton's, like...
The key.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't realize she wore it. I know they had, like, taken it because they're like, neat, now we've got
a She'd key. Wear it as, like, it a like token. So,
I mean, that's creepy. That's
really that's creepy.
Like a criminal in the making.
Yeah. If that's why I have a door
like
a code.
Trophy. Like, that's...
It's gross.
It's weird.
It's gross.
Yeah. So, yeah. We'll post pictures of the kids and... you know, stuff on our Instagram at Mysterious Mavens Pod.
You can email us and all that good stuff. We love self-care tips. Just tell us you're listening. If you want stickers, yeah, just email us, mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com. We're also on TikTok and Facebook, and
we're on all socials, but we mostly just use Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram's like the number one, because you'll either talk to one of us. I usually go to messages, but you usually look at posts and stuff.
Yeah.
And you comment on other people's posts. So I do. 99% of the time, that's Danae. So
yeah, hit us up. And until next time,
self-care for yourself.
Okay, bye.
Bye.